Local radio for North Devon. This is The Voice. Now, the team at the Biddeford Heritage Railway Centre have been extremely busy this last year. You might have been able to visit them on one of their open days. I certainly went along earlier this year as well. Tim Steer joins us now. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Laura.
What a busy year it's been for the Heritage Railway. Tell us about what the team has been working hard on for 2021.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, this year has been a very big year for us because we've decided to really go at it and make sure that we've got our running rights back so that when we have been open to the public, we've got our nice little locomotive up and running. So we've been able to do cab rides, and that got a nice paint job this year.
Yeah.
As well as that, we've had a lot of vegetation's been removed from along the track bed, along the fencing. So it all looks really nice and neat and cared for. And it's really a pleasure to kind of get it back to what it would look like when it was, I'd say even better than when it was first running.
Well, Biddeford Town Council and North Devon District Council have asked you to work on a bit of a proposal, haven't they? What's it for?
Yes, well, when I met with the Biddeford Town Mayor at the unveiling of the Biddeford nameplate at the Burton Art Gallery this year, he was very much saying to the general public and to us that he don't just want to see a Biddeford nameplate back in the Burton. He wants to see Biddeford to Barnstaple Railway restored.
Wow.
So, yeah, now this has led me on to many talks with councillors, and these councillors wanted it restored. And that's not just in Biddeford. We're talking people from North Devon District Council, Torridge District Council, Devon County Council. So there's a lot of us who would like to see it restored, who want it not just for pleasure, but also because it will help with work, education, tourism. You know, I mean, the amount of cars we get, you know, every time it's summer coming through our busy A39 and B3233 means it will just be a really nice, easier access for people with a public transport need. And that's, of course, thinking about the idea that 2030 we need to be carbon neutral as well. So everybody goes and uses the railway.
Yeah, well, you mentioned easy access. It seems like there's a lot of hard work to go into it beforehand. So, Tim, rather than talk about these proposed station locations, shall we let a station announcer do it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The train now arriving at Biddeford Town Station is the 1430 service to Exeter Central, calling at Biddeford Parkway, Instow, Yelland Parkway, Barnstaple, Umberley, Eggersford, Crediton, Exeter St David's and Exeter Central.
What's it like when you hear that and you think, my goodness, this could become a reality?
It's incredible, isn't it? Well, put it this way, I should also put change at Crediton for the Dartmoor line, because as you know, this year we have had Oakhampton service restored. So we have had masses of people using that service, and it's been more popular than it ever was when it was first up and running. So we are now thinking that, you know, if people are that prepared to use public transport, then we are kind of on to a winner here for Biddeford to Barnstaple.
So do you think the future of the railway, you know, is bright? Because you mentioned we're being encouraged to leave our cars at home and use public transport a bit more. Do you think then that the future of the railway is a strong future?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you only have to think about this area when it was first taken away from us in 1982. The car is king attitude was kind of like the way forward. So people thought, yeah, that's it. We'll have enough roads and everything. But the thing is, we have only got those two roads from Biddeford to Barnstaple, and they get very congested, and you can only build so many more lanes to the same route than join the same traffic jam, if you get what I'm saying. So it's a better way to get people to their destinations, and that includes, you know, you think about all the students every morning who have to get from Biddeford to Barnsville or beyond to, let's say, Exeter, well, they've only got one option, and that's to drive to Barnsville at first and then either catch the train or, yeah, go up the hill. So it would be giving them a better opportunity for the future.
We like to moan as well, don't we, that, you know, North Devon, we do feel quite often that we are cut off from the rest of the country.
Oh, absolutely, we do. And I can say that on the 12th of the 12th, this December, I met up with Rail Futures Director Roger Blake and Oak Rail's Kevin Ball. And they have both been involved in railway projects up and down the country. Well, Kevin Ball was Oakhampton, so he's got his service back. And he was great to say, look, you've got this area and you've got this whole thing about Devon has a need. And Roger Blake from Rail Future said, yep, he said exactly the same thing. He will help us with the guidance that this area has a need for a railway to be put back in. We've got about 40,000 people in our core Greater Biddeford. That's, you know, Appledore, Northam, Westford Ho and Biddeford combined, who need to get to a certain location. So having a railway restored, maybe with a different track bed. I don't want listeners to think that I'm taking away the Tarka Trail.
Well, that was going to be my next question. There will be people thinking, how are you going to make it work? Because we use the Tarka Trail now. Is that going to be going?
Yeah, that's a good question. I come up with three proposals that councils are going to listen to. One of them is the idea that we build a new track on the water side of the Tarka Trail, but act as a flood resilience and defence for any future flooding problems. So because the old track bed, it's going to go at some point by 2030 because of levels of water that are coming, unfortunately, in on the estuary are suggesting that. So we could use the idea of the railway as a future defence wall. But there's other ways I've thought of, like leave the Tarka Trail alone, to build a new track bed alongside the Tarka Trail, but at a height for future flood levels. Or number three, this is the interesting one. I've been looking at like Dawlish, and I've been down there and seen how they built a flood resilience platform with an integrated railway and active travel on top of it. Like, and we could use that like in the Tarka Trail.
This sounds like an awful lot of work, doesn't it? How long is it going to take to make it happen? How many years are we talking?
We are talking years here. I mean, we've got lots to do. I mean, we've got studies and studies and studies. So it'll be a lot of joint organisations to do this. We'd have Network Rail to talk to with all the councillors, and then we'd have even the environmental agencies talking about, you know, how this would happen. But it will take, let's say, if we could get it done in 8 years, I'll be a very happy man.
Yes, that sounds quite good. 8 years. I thought it would be longer, but we won't go down that route. We'll say eight. There you go. You've said it out loud now. So we've got that on tape. What happens next? What's the next step for you?
Okay, sure. Yeah, so next year, I've been offered to give these presentations to council. So I've got Biddeford Town Council first, and it'll be Torridge District Council, followed by North Devon District Council. So it's kind of like explaining to each of the councils that why we need it, and hopefully we can get it onto the local plan, and then we can have our service restored.
Oh, will you keep in touch with us? Let us know through the stages how it's going.
Yes, of course. I mean, personally, I just love the fact, you know, people in this area do love the railways. We've got so many other little railway kind of heritage centres going. But we've got a chance with Biddeford to Barnsville as being one of the ones that could be provided first as a means to helping, you know, all the residents.
Absolutely. And Tim, from my point of view, it's a lovely way to finish the year, because I remember at the beginning of this year, I spoke to Andy from the Biddeford Heritage Railway Centre, and you were saying at the time, you know, and Andy said you weren't even sure if you'd be able to open to visitors at all this year. And now look at the future plans.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we've got a good team of people down there, the volunteers with me and Andy. We've also got a few Andys, actually. We've got an Andy Lamoud, who was my friend from school days, from primary school, who's actually restoring our brake van. So maybe next year we'll have our brake van restored for bigger rides. So not just cab rides, but if any family wants to get on board, then they can have access to that with a disabled platform installed as well. So we're working on that. And as well as that, you know, some other added features to the station. So we're really pressing hard for getting the place done up, and hopefully Devon County Council won't be too long with helping us getting the Mark 1 carriage as well operational, because we'd like to offer tea, coffee, cakes and everything for the general public.
A lot to be getting on with then, Tim.
Oh yeah. But you know what? It's enjoyment. It's so much fun to actually go down there and just say every time we've done something and improved it one extra bit.
Wonderful. Thank you for speaking with us today. Keep in touch, won't you?
Yeah, thank you, Laura, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Tim, and to the whole team as well at the Biddeford Heritage Railway Centre.